perspective. When you look at the Aliyah for today, Shlishi, and it's the continuation and the denouement of what Rav Ebner spoke about yesterday in terms of the bracha of Yaakov to Ephraim and to Menashe, and Yaakov crossing his hands, putting his right hand on Ephraim's head and Menashe. And here we have the conclusion that Vayomer Yosef el Aviv. Yosef speaks to his father, Lo chen avi, ki zeh ha-bechor, simi mincha al rosho. No, you've made a mistake. The Bechor, Menashe, is the one to the right, not the one to the left. Vayima'en aviv. But his father refused. Vayomer yadati v'ni yadati. I know. Gam hu liye la'am. Gam hu yigdam. He will be a great nation. He will be great as well. V'ulam achiv ha-katon yigdal mimenu. And then the bracha that we are so familiar with, it's the bracha that we say at a Brit Milah. It's a bracha that the minhag of many families is to bless the children on Friday night. Yisimcha Elokim ke'Ephraim v'chim Menashe. Be like Ephraim, be like Menashe. And when you take a look at this story, so I just want to point out a couple of things that perhaps miss the eye. Perhaps they don't miss the eye. I don't think about them. I miss my eye till I think about them. This is not the only bracha in Sefer Bereshit. There's going to be in Revi'i brachot for all the Shvatim. Why is this the bracha that we talk about? Bechayivarech Yisrael Lemor. Why has this become the bracha, the archetype for brachot? And another aspect. This is a bracha that was not, as opposed to all of the other brachot in Sefer Bereshit, this bracha was instigated, initiated, not by the Mivarech, by the Mitbarech. In the very next couple of psukim, Vayikra Yaakov el Banav. Yaakov will call to his children to give the bracha. Yitzchak tells Esav, I want to go and bless you. And the whole story that evolves from there. Even when Yaakov leaves to Padan Aram, to Lavan's house, Yitzchak calls him to give him a bracha. But here, the bracha wasn't that Yaakov called to Yosef and said that he wants to give a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe. But rather, it was that Yosef, hearing that Yaakov was ill, he brings the boys to him for the brachot. And Yosef wants to give the brachot to his children. It's another aspect. It's bracha to grandchildren. All of the other brachot are brachot to children. And I think that there's a lot more to be said about this, but that aspect, the difference, if you will, between a father's perspective and a grandfather's perspective is all the difference in the world. When Yosef takes a look at the children, and by the way, we say children, but they are young men. If you do the math, right now, when it goes against the famous portrait of Rembrandt, where the two boys are small boys, but if you do the math, because the Torah tells us when they were born, before Yaakov had come to Mitzrayim, and this is 17 years after he's come to Mitzrayim, so roughly speaking, they are in their early 20s. They're about your age, maybe a little bit older. They are people who have clear personalities. They are people with clear gifts. And like all of us, probably, clear weaknesses as well. And Yosef, from the perspective of the father, doesn't necessarily see that. The grandfather has a different role. When the Gemara in Kiddushin talks about the chiyuv of a grandfather, Gemara asks, "Do bnei banim, is there a chiyuv to teach grandchildren?" And the Gemara says, brings differently mudim, v'hodatam levanecha ulevnei vanecha, yom asher amatem b'chorev. That's the pasuk that is brought. Not the teaching of the Torah per se, but the understanding that the Torah that's being transmitted is one that goes back to Sinai and goes when you're going teaching a grandchild, so you are extending your reach as far as you possibly can into the future. The perspective is one of the past as far back as you can reach. The perspective goes as far to the future as possible. And that's what Yaakov tells Yosef here. Yadati v'ni, yadati. I see what you see. And I'm not minimizing what Menashe can accomplish. And in fact, Menashe at times will be the leader. When it comes time to count the Shvatim, to go into Eretz Canaan, it's Menashe who comes before Ephraim, not the other way around. There are times that Menashe will lead as well. But the gifts of Ephraim are the gifts which take us further into the future. That's what Yaakov is saying. You know, today is, as you know, is Asara B'Tevet. And Asara B'Tevet is a fast. Rav Itiel spoke about this earlier this week. It talks about, okay, it's the beginning of the end, as it were. How do you deal with the beginning of the end? There are ways, perhaps, to prevent the end. Or perhaps, to paraphrase Churchill, it wasn't the beginning of the end as much as it was the end of the beginning. And there are ways to avoid tragedy. That's one kind of perspective, looking back. How do you prevent a Churban? Rabbanut HaRashit has picked this day from a different perspective, to be the day, what's known as the Yom HaKadosh HaKlali, which is why the yeshiva will be going to Yad Vashem this afternoon. The day that, to be said, Kaddish for those people who we don't know when they were murdered during the Shoah. And, you know, I don't know if you noticed, I said an extra Kaddish today. Normally speaking, when we don't have a chiyuv in here in the yeshiva, so we say Kaddish for Aleinu, we say Kaddish Derabanan. I also added the Kaddish for the Shir Shel Yom, Kaddish HaKlali, for those people. And I think of my own family. Speak of grandparents. So, my great-grandparents were murdered. And we don't know exactly when they were killed. We know the day they got onto the transport at Drancy in France in December of 1943. And we know exactly how long it took for that transport to reach Auschwitz. 3-4 days of terrible conditions in that cattle car. And we don't know. Did they make it to Auschwitz? Did they not make it to Auschwitz? Were they killed immediately when they arrived? Had they already perished in the cars? It's a different perspective. It's a perspective of an end of a period of time, but an understanding, and maybe in a very different way, Ephraim and Menashe felt touched by their grandfather, knowing that a certain era was ending with Yaakov, and a new era was beginning as well. And that was the bracha. Yaakov reaching out, not only the perspective of the past, but also the perspective of the future. Yadati v'ni yadati. I know. Today, on Asara B'Tevet, try to think a little bit. Take advantage of the tzom. Take advantage to try to put a little perspective in your life. Perspective of where we have come from and what we're fasting because of, but also perspective for the future. Perspective of what you take from that and how you advance the perspective of the Jewish people.